This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. South Korea says it's decided to continue a 2016 military intelligence sharing agreement with Japan, which it had threatened to terminate amid ongoing disputes over wartime history and trade. Today's announcement follows a strong American push to save the accord, which has been a major symbol of security cooperation in the face of North Korea's nuclear threat and China's growing influence. The agreement between Seoul and Tokyo was set to expire this weekend. The big question hanging over Israeli politics today is what next? It is prompted by the legal plight of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's been indicted by the country's top prosecutor on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The prime minister is accused of wrongfully accepting $264,000 in gifts from business tycoons and giving favors in return for favorable media coverage. He could face up to 10 years in prison. He's under no legal obligation to resign at this point, and he's always denied any wrongdoing. But it comes as the country is already facing the prospect of its third election in less than a year. Because Netanyahu wasn't able to form a coalition government, and then his main rival, Benny Gantz, also failed to do so.
That was Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Three of the four ethnic-based parties in Ethiopia's ruling coalition have voted to become a single party. The creation of the Prosperity Party comes just months ahead of the general election. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali, in a statement, claimed that Prosperity is committed to strengthening and applying a true federal system, which recognizes the diversity and contributions of all Ethiopians. The Tigrayan People's Liberation Front refused to take part in Thursday's vote, calling it a total sham, which it said would lead to Ethiopia's disintegration. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Sydney, Australia remains blanketed in a smoke haze for a third straight day. The landmarks and beaches in one of Australia's largest cities are shrouded with heavy smoke from wildfires burning north of the city. Local media reports say the air quality has been deemed hazardous and hazy conditions are set to linger for days. There are more than 50 fires burning across New South Wales. Here in Washington, the House Intelligence Committee has wound up its public impeachment hearings. Democrats argue they bolstered the case against President Donald Trump. Republicans insist that is just not so. Here's AP's Ed Donahue.
Former National Security Council advisor Fiona Hill says EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland was operating outside official diplomatic channels in Ukraine and was involved in a domestic political errand for President Trump.
And I did say to him, Ambassador Sondland, Gordon, I think this is all going to blow up, and here we are.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says the testimony doesn't change the facts.
No, facts are on the president's side. The truth is on the president's side.
Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says he could resist no more, going down the path of impeachment.
This president believes he is above the law, beyond accountability.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
With impeachment a near certainty, the focus will soon shift to the Republican-held Senate. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports that part of the story.
The White House and Senate Republicans are preparing for a Senate impeachment trial. Two people familiar with the session tell the Associated Press Republican senators were at the White House Thursday to discuss strategy. One aide says the meeting lasted about an hour. President Donald Trump also had lunch with a different group of Republican senators. On Capitol Hill, GOP Senator John Kennedy told reporters,
"When it gets to the Senate, we're going to do it right.
Republicans control the Senate 53-47. 51 votes are needed to acquit the president in an impeachment trial. Mike Gracia, Washington.
An investigation continues following yesterday morning's police shooting incident at McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas. Here's AP correspondent Matt Small.
A man shot by Las Vegas police after they say he fought with officers, knocking one of them unconscious while they tried to apprehend him after he entered a restricted area of the airport, is out of surgery and recovering at an area hospital. The wounded man, whose condition isn't publicly known, and the injured officer, who has already been released from the hospital, are yet to have been named. It isn't clear if the intruder was a passenger, but an airport spokesman says he didn't work for the airport or any of the businesses located there. The FAA says an investigation is being handled by local authorities. I'm Matt Small.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.